fantastic to see here at the Great Extravagance that is Glenwellow. Of course, the Waratahs have been all over the place here, like it's going to be their territory, but it could have been Brumby's territory, but still could be Brumby's territory, and we're going to put the heat rod on you, even though you've only been here for a week, but have you found it settling in?
Yeah, there's a lot to do. It's incredible sort of focus that we need to bring on connecting back into the community, sorting a few HP issues in terms of identification of coaches, and really just being a stable financial organisation. So lots to do, but it's great to be out here, and it's great for the footy to start.
Well, the good news is that financial stability is fantastic now with Plus 500 jumping on board. It's something you've really wanted. Land Rover, it's a year-by-year proposition. Are they going to jump on board for multiple years, or are you just sort of looking to get stuck in sort of really cleaning that sort of end up?
It's probably early days in terms of me commenting on whether sponsors will stay or not, but that said, certainly I've met the Land Rover guys in the first week or so, and they're a great partner, and we hope they stay on. It's a fantastic product, and it's a fantastic fit for us as well.
Really sad thing to hear a couple of weeks ago was the merger between Monaro and South Coast and the demise of South Coast Junior Rugby. It's one of those things moving forward that it's not just the ACT Brumbies, but it's the ACT and Southern Inland Brumbies as well. And I understand that Maruya and Bateman's Bay may not be important, but they've been busting their guts down there and they've been growing the game, and it's one of those things now the Brumbies need to look at.
Yeah, certainly I think all our region's important for us, and we've got to focus on connecting with all our region. In terms of the merger, I'm probably a little bit too early in the chair to make a comment on it, but I think we all want the same thing. We want rugby to thrive.
Of course, Southern Inland then now doesn't have the Brumbies Provincial Championship. So would you maybe flag the opportunity for them to go back into the New South Wales Country Champs? Because, of course, they did go to Barrel 2 years ago and did a great job, actually, considering everybody was drowning in mud. You've had trials against the Waratahs in the last 2 years at Wagga as well. They've been great days, and it's a really important market, not only with the Bateman's Bays and the likes on the coast, but also, of course, Wagga. Other clubs that have slipped in and out of Brumbies territory. You've had Cootamundra last year, of course, getting to a grand final. Harden's decided to make the move, and it wouldn't be surprising me if Braidwood or something like that would move on. So that's an area that needs to be sorted out for the game as well.
Yeah, there's a lot to do, and I think our community guys do a very good job. We actually had a growth in participation last year, which was probably the only place in Australia that had that. But there's lots more to do as well.
Well, speaking of exciting growth, we've got women's rugby, and I understand a lot of critics say, well, where's this translation to 15s? But Sharni Williams, Alicia Quirk, they're both in Brumbies region area, of course, and they've been fantastic for the growth of the game. Seth Stoltenberg has been nothing short of sensational down there, doing a great job in getting women's rugby but also kids' rugby going. It's one of those things where, you know, under Cookie and the like, we need to see more prominence for the ACT women's team.
Yeah, completely agree. I think opportunities for us to grow the game around the women's game is a strong area that we're going to continue to focus on. With the Uni of Canberra now getting a team in the national comp, and no doubt we'll work very closely with them to help on that as well.
Yeah, certainly exciting times up around our part. Of course, UNE is part of it under the Smooter boys. AON, they've just made $100 million in 3 days promoting women's rugby. It's just been unbelievable.